All right, here we go. This is Scott Lesh coming to you live from Milwaukee Gym. Just getting player introductions, getting going here. We have the Lady Panthers compare against the Lady Chieftains. Boys had a tough loss here just a few minutes ago, but we're hoping the girls can pull one out here tonight.
Great. All right, Scott, good to hear you.
Hey, Dell. Thanks. Am I live now? Yes,
you are, and you sound great.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Jim's filling up here in Colossus. Had a couple hundred people coming out to watch the game tonight. Really nice score. Three done a couple years ago. Looks like we've got about 10 Lady Chieftains playing tonight. 4 8th graders, 2 ninth graders, a 10th grader, an 11th grader, and 2 seniors, so a fairly young team. As well as Tampa girls having 4 juniors, 2 10th graders, a 9th grader, and 2 8th graders. So a lot of young talent out here tonight. All right. Clock keeps getting fired up in the center of the floor here. And we're getting ready for action. Looks like starting for the Chieftains is number 20, Ashley Safine. She's a ninth grader. Number 5, Raven Chafin, a senior. Number 12 will be jumping, who is an eighth grader. Taya Marvin, tall girl, probably about 5'10", 5'11". Okay, we've got Delaney Rao, Kara Whitehead, Kara Selmer, Haley Jensen, and Kenna Rao jumping. Ooh, and Gabriel wins the tip. Haley Jensen up the right side of the floor, dribbling. Passes over to Kiara Somer at top of the key. Kiara over to Delaney Rao. Delaney to McKenna underneath. And the ball's tied up, and it's a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Chieftains. Panthers won the tip. I think that was the first tip-off we've won this year, boys or girls team. All right, looks like we got number 20, which would be Ashley Hafeen. The freshman bringing the ball up for the Chieftains. She passed over to 23 on the right side of the floor. 2 dribble drives to number 12. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Kiara Selmer. Kiara finds Delaney Rao. Delaney back to Haley Jensen. Haley dribbling up the center of the floor. She takes it up the right side. Ooh, and stolen by Ashley Hafeen. And Haley Jensen attempts to get the ball back. It's called for the foul on Ashley Hafeen. So first team foul, first foul of the game. 7:22 here to go in the first. Score is still 0-0. We've got Maria Sanderson, the senior, taking the ball out for the Chieftains. She passed into Hafeen, the freshman point guard, bringing the ball up over to the right side to number 1, Isabella Rubio. And Rubio dribbles off her leg and out of bounds. Gagway basketball heading the other way. Delaney Rao inbounds to Haley Jensen. Haley dribbling up the center of the floor. Over to McKenna Rao. McKenna back to Haley on the right side. Haley into Delaney. Delaney back to Haley. Haley dribble, shots up, blocked by Hafeen. Block gets the rebound. Back to Hafeen. And she's dribbling up the center of the floor, setting something up. Out by the red line, pass to the right to number 23. Shots up, and it's good. That was Maria Sanderson, the senior, from the right side of the floor. Just a foot or two inside the three-point line. She nailed the first shot, 2-0 Chieftains. 6:30 to play here in the first quarter. Haley Jensen to Delaney Rao, or McKenna Rao on the right side of the floor. McKenna to Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead on the right side. 2 dribble drive. Ooh, she looks for McKenna at the top of the key and throws it out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover. Skagway, Chieftains ball. Ashley Hafeen inbound, or dribbling up the floor, pass to the left side to, I believe, Raven Chafin, who two dribbles, and it's deflected by a Panther out of bounds, so Chieftain's ball underneath. Inbound to Raven Chafin. Back to Athene on the right side of the floor. Shots up, three's no good. She chases down her own rebound, saves it inbounds to Haley Jensen, though. Jensen with the steal. Jensen brings the ball up to the center of the floor, almost stolen from behind, but recovers. Ooh, great pass inside to, great pass to Delaney Rao right under the hoop, but Delaney, in an attempt to make a post move, travels, turns the ball over. That's the Chieftain. Ashley Athene bringing the ball up, past the right side to Maria Sanderson. Shot's up and good. Maria Sanderson from the right side, two dribbles, pull-up jumper, and it's good. Haley Jensen dribbling up the center of the floor. Looks like she was hit pretty good. Turned the ball over, looking for Delaney Rao, but picked up a dribble and had a Chieftain player walk right into her, no call, of course. So Chieftain's ball going the other way. Athene bringing it up center of the floor. 2-on-2 break. Passes to number 12, the 8th grader. Shoot. Nothing there. Rebound Chieftain. Looks like number 5, Raven Chafin, the senior, with a rebound and the putback. Score is 6-0. Chieftain's with 5:22 to play in the first. Ooh. And McKenna Rao turns the ball over. Ooh. And then the Chieftain player has the ball stolen by Kiara Selmer. Kiara back to McKenna. Back to Delaney. Delaney up the left side. Beautiful layup. Beautiful layup by left-handed layup by Delaney Rao. For the first points to the Lady Panthers. 2-6. Oh, great steal. Great steal by McKenna Rao. Misses the layup, but is fouled on getting her own rebound. So Lady Panthers showing some spark here. 4:56 to play left in the first quarter. Score is 2-6 with the Lady Chieftains in the lead. Gagway ball under their own basket. Got Madison Cox coming into the game from McKenna Rao. We've got Haley Jensen, Madison Cox, Kara Selmer, Kara Whitehead, and Delaney Rao. Ball inbound to Madison Cox. Cox back to Jensen, top of the key. Jensen to Kara Whitehead. Ooh, loses control. It's tied up, jump ball. Possession arrow stays with the Lady Panthers. Kara Whitehead taking the ball out underneath. Lady set up in a stack. Ooh, ball looks to be inbounded to Kara Selmer. Deflected out of bounds by Kowak. And it'll stay with Skagway under the basket. Kara Whitehead with an inbound, same stack play. Looks for Madison Cox and almost turns it over. And now thrown away by Delaney Rao looking for Haley Jensen. Kowak coming the other way. Ashley Athene at the top, looking for Raven Chafin over on the left side of the floor. Back to Athene. Athene, dribble drive, and looking for a pass back to Chafin, but looks like there was a foul called, I believe, on Kara Whitehead for her first. So, score again, 6-2. Chieftains in the lead, 4:30 to play here in the first quarter. Inbounding ball in her own basket. She finds number 23. Shots up, no good. Rebound Chieftain. Shots up, and the putback is good by Isabella Rubio, the sophomore, number 1. Madison Cox bringing the ball up the right side of the floor and looking for Eliza Myers. Accidentally throws the ball out of bounds. So turnover Panthers, back to Chieftain. Inbound to Athene, bringing the ball up the center of the floor. Athene passes to number 23, which is Maria Sanderson. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Haley Jensen. Jensen's fouled by Ashley Athene on that play. Ball will stay with Skagway. Score is 8-2. 4 minutes to play here in the first. Haley Jensen brings the ball to the floor for the Panthers. Pass to the right side of the floor to Madison Cox. Cox back to Jensen on the right corner. Jensen looking inside, looking for Cox. Ooh. Just a little high. Pass a little high, looking for Madison Cox on the right elbow or left elbow, and the ball is thrown out of bounds. Turnover Skagway will be Chieftain's ball. Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like it was tipped. It'll stay with Skagway. Ball was tipped by the Chieftain. We've got Delaney Rao inbounding. Great ball fake. Ooh, that's stolen. Pass is stolen. Block on a fast break, and Block had a fast break, but Raven Chafin just dribbled out of bounds. Right off his foot. So Good break for Skagway. Delaney Rao inbound to Haley Jensen. Jensen back to Cox on the left side of the floor. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen looking inside. Ooh, and she finds Cox wide open on the elbow jumper. Cox finds Kiara Stelmer. And the ball is stolen by number 12. That is Taya Marvin, the eighth grader. 5'10", I'd say, center. Shots up for the Chiefs by number 23 on the right side. Dribble down right pass, or one pass shot by Maria Sanderson, the senior for the Chiefs. So Skagway bring the ball up. Jensen into Eliza Myers. Myers looking for a post move. Not much there. Kicks back out to Madison Cox. Madison Cox. Great dribble drive back to Jensen. Jensen right side of the floor back to Cox. Cox out of the 3-point line on the right side. And she finds Delaney Rao, who's playing really good right now at top of the key. And back to Cox, who shoots a three. Up, no good. Rebound, Kara Stelmer. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Eliza Myers. And it's tied up for a jump ball. Both teams playing pretty scrappy, I'd say. Pretty scrappy game. We got a 30-second timeout, Skagway. The score is 10-2 here in the first. I believe we have about 3 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. We've got 2 team fouls on each team. And it's a pretty physical game so far. Whenever anyone picks up their dribble, they got players up on them, locking up their hips, cutting off the passing lanes, everything like that. And here we go. Back to the action. Chiefs have Isabella Rubio, who is a 10th grader. They've got Maria Sanderson, the senior. Raven Chafin, the senior. And then Ashley Hafeen, the freshman. And Taya Marvin, the 8th grade senior, or 8th grade center, excuse me. Hafeen up the right side of the floor, dribbled down. Nothing there, and she finds Chafin in the center of the key. Shots up and good. 12-2 block. Haley Jensen dribbling up the center of the floor, looking for Madison Cox. Finds Cox over on the right side. Cox finds Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers shots up and good. Good move by Eliza Myers. 12-4, 2:15 left to play here in the first quarter. Wide open break for Glock, and looks like Kaya Marvin was fouled there on the layup attempt. She kind of stuck behind the Skagway D on a quick inbound by Glock and pushed it up the floor pretty quick. Point guard found her there, and good foul to stop the break, but Kaya Marvin will be shooting 2 free throws here for the Chieftains. First shot's up, no good. Score again is 12-4 with 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. Couple of substitutions. Looks like we got McKenna Rao and Kara Whitehead coming in for Kara Summer and Delaney Rao. And Taya Marvin gets the ball for a second free throw. Free throw's up, no good, rims out. And it is tipped out of bounds by the Chieftain. We'll go to Skagway. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen bringing the ball to the center of the floor. Great backdoor cut by Madison Cox, and the ball is just right off the tip of her fingertips. Chased down by, looks like McKenna Rao, finds Eliza Myers. Ball stolen by Maria Sanderson. Finds Hafeen in the center of the floor. She's looking for Chafin and throws it away. Back to Skagway. A minute 45 here to play in the first quarter. 12-4, Chiefs the lead. Whitehead inbounds to Jensen. Jensen bringing the ball to the center of the floor. Finds Cox on the right side. Cox to Kara Whitehead. Top of the key. Kara, great double drive penetration, but stolen by Hafeen. Hafeen, 2-on-1 break. Pass to Chafin. Chafin shots up, no good. Hafeen tips it to her teammate. Shots up, no good. It looks like McKenna Rao with the rebound. Finds Eliza Myers. Ball is being tipped around. McKenna Rao tips it again, looking for Kara Whitehead. Intercepted by Chafin. Hafeen for the three, up no good. Rebound, ball's on the floor, loose ball, and it's tied up. Jump ball, possession arrow will favor the Chiefs then. Looks like Chiefs' ball underneath. Score is 12-4 with 1:06 to play here in the first. Aveen looking for the inbound pass, stolen by Delaney Rouse. Delaney finds Jensen. Jensen looking up the floor for the break. Madison Cox, ooh, ball slipped around, taken by Raven Chapin. Chapin finds Isabel Rubio, just on the right side of the floor. Rubio finds number 23, Maria Sanderson, shots up, no good. Rebound Madison Cox. Cox pushes the ball to the right side of the floor. 2-on-3 break, Skagway. Cox looking for Jensen. Finds Rao instead. Rao back to Jensen. Jensen chopped up, no good. Rebound Raven Chapin. Raven finds Taya Marvin, who's back to Ashley Afeen. Afeen back to Chapin, left side of the floor, chopped up, no good. Bounces off the rim. Ooh. Ooh, just a vicious rebound attempt by Isabel Rubio, wrapping it up with the winner out. Jump ball's called and goes to Skagway. Carol Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen looking for Cox at the right side of the floor. Cox goes to the corner. Looking for Carol Whitehead. Ball's tipped by Raven Chapin. Whitehead runs it down. Finds McKenna Rao. Passes to Jensen, top of the key. Shots up. Ooh, just off the front of the rim. Good shot by Haley Jensen. Chapin's with the rebound. Afeen, 3-2-1. And she goes for the pass, but the clock runs out. So at the end of the first quarter, the score is 12-4 with the Lady Chieftains in the lead. We've got two team fouls on the Chieftains, three on Skagway, and the possession arrow will be favoring Kowak.